Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're there, please check out the articles and podcasts and share those on social media. We appreciate the support anytime you share the podcast and articles on social media. We've got a big show tonight. We're going to be joined by guest Colonel Julie Hall, who we've had on a couple times before to talk about her race for Congress, to talk about the military, to give us an update on what she's got going on. I'm definitely excited to speak to Colonel Hall. You know, you look at what's happening in this Biden administration, you've got the illegal aliens coming in record numbers, as Rob and I talked about last night. There's going to be up to 9 million entering during his administration at the current projections. And during his run for president, he promised them free health care, free everything, basically, if they come here, acted like their door was going to be wide open. And to no surprise, they've been flooding in since his administration took over, basically based off of his own promises. And then you've got the Democrats during the summer of 2020 who disparaged the police officers. And now you see police are having a hard time hiring and getting new recruits. And just the morale overall at a lot of these police stations is down, especially in a lot of these liberal cities like Seattle, Washington, or San Francisco, California. So yeah, just the Democrats, things are happening that based on their own words, and they don't realize how a lot of these words have consequences. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. And I'm equally excited to have Colonel Hall on the show with us. She always comes on and she breaks down military life, and she breaks it down in simplistic terms so that the listeners can understand it. We had her on when we were talking about Afghanistan and what happened there when the 13 soldiers were killed, and how the women's rights group basically abandoned the Afghanistanian women. I mean, this group, they're always talking about women and we need to do this for women, but no one was there to support those women in Afghanistan. We also have her on tonight to talk about the military and about this new way to identify men as women. And you hear nothing from the women's rights group. They're quiet. They've moved on. They haven't looked at it. Where's Gloria Steinem? And then those few women who have come out and spoken against this, like J.K. Rowling's, they've been attacked. Look at the singer who came out. And she was saying that you can't just say that you're a woman. And they attacked her, the R&B singer, Macy Grace. She was attacked, and then she came back later on and refuted everything that she said. Like, what's happening in our society? We can't get people to join the military. We're having to lower the standards. China isn't lowering their standards. Russia isn't lowering the standards. But the United States has decided we're going to lower the standards. Well, we don't know how to identify a woman, and now we want to lower the standards for people to enter the military because we're having problems recruiting. We're having problems recruiting in the law enforcement, so we're going to lower those standards also. So I guess we're lowering the standards as to what a woman is as well. This is America, 2022. And if people think that, oh, this is just, this is nothing. This is called inclusion. No, it's not called inclusion. This is a big lie that's being told, that's being pushed by the Democrats. Yes, I'm going to say the Democrats because they're the ones who are doing this. This progressive wing of the Democrat, these ideologues, these woke people who are falling behind some 30-year-old woman, AOC, like, are you serious? She's a bartender. What does she know? What life experience has she had besides twerking, getting on Instagram, folding clothes, talking about her day? And on top of that, she's going to marry a white man. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I remember her telling us that white men were toxic. And why is she marrying a man? Why not marry a trans man? Because you don't want an alpha man. You want a beta male. So all of this we're going to discuss tonight with Colonel Julie Hall, because we love for her to give her insight. Maybe I'm too close to the subject matter because I'm always on passionately discussing this stuff with Andrew. So now we're going to bring in a third party, as we've done in previous shows. We had Heather Robinson to come on, and she's talked with us. We've had BB Diamond. And we've just had a whole list of people to come on. So tonight we wanted to bring on a subject matter expert with the military and who could give us, shed some light into what's happening. Because I'm telling you, what I see from my end is extremely dangerous. I remember reading somewhere that in China, the government was telling the men, stop being sissy men, stop watching TV, go to the gym, work out. And then there is this new wave, this new group called K-pop. I think they're from Korea. They're singers. They look androgynous. They're pale-faced, long hair, lipstick and makeup. They look like girls. And the Chinese government is saying, no, we don't want them here. We want real men. What's wrong with real men?
Sorry to cut you off, but look at that Harry Styles, some of the outfits he wears. He's another one.
I'm glad you mentioned Harry Styles. Harry Styles is not an alpha male, and neither is Chris Evans. Chris Evans thinks he's this woke person. He's in the new Toy Story. I don't like him. And if you're a woman, if you want Chris Styles, now I'm going to say this, so you might want to plug your ears, and I'm sorry, Colonel, but you might want to bring your vibrator to bed with you if you like Chris, Chris Evans, because I don't think you're going to have a good time with Chris Evans or Harry Styles. And Brad Pitt, Andrew, Brad Pitt came out the other day wearing a skirt. I mean, what is this? What is happening to our men? Wearing a skirt does not mean that, oh, I'm not toxic, I can wear a skirt. No, that's wrong. Put on your pants.
I didn't see that. Was it like a Scottish kilt or an actual skirt?
It was an actual skirt. And he said that he wore the skirt because it made him feel comfortable. I'm like, what is happening to our men? Then you have these, there's another basketball player, Webster or something, who was wearing a skirt, styling in a skirt. I mean, these are the examples. These are the men that they want out there, but this is all by design. Do not doubt this is by design, because if they can push this and get women to say, oh, we're the real men. No, the women, they're okay with this right now. But then they'll start saying, we're the real men. And then you'll have the trans men coming in. This is by design to slow down the birth population in our society. It is all by design to weaken the military under Mark Milley. This is all by design. Do not doubt me. Colonel Julie Hall, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. This is, as always, our discussions are very near and dear to my heart. You know, it's very insulting, in my opinion, that these folks want to take over, and I'm going to say, my gender. I worked very, very hard in the military to get the things that I have not too long ago. And I think we spoke about this before. Women, I don't think that some of these young women realize that just maybe 10 years ago, they weren't even allowed to play sports. They weren't even recognized on an equal status in sports. And now they're having men that are saying they're women compete against us. It's insulting. They should be angry and they should say, absolutely not. I mean, it doesn't work the other way around. Okay, that's the difficulty, is it doesn't work the other way around. We are still being seen as the weaker sex, so let's go after them. Let's go after the women. Let's take over their identity because they are the weaker sex. This is so aggravating to me. Now, I'm saying that facetiously, but that's the message that these men are given. You want to wear a skirt? I can wear a skirt because I want to take over your sex. That's why, to me, that's very insulting. And that's the way I see this, okay? And you know, I look at people getting operations. Do you ever see or hear too much about a woman trying to get a penis put on her? Really, do you?
No, you don't. Very
why not? Why not? Why is that?
That is a good question, Colonel.
Okay, why is that? Because, no, you know, I guess I would say we are the better sex than if everybody wants to be us. But the thing is, I worked very hard to be a woman. And I know there's a difference. I don't care what kind of makeup you put on or what you do to your body. There are two sexes. There's a male and a female. So, you know, when it comes to the military, and a lot of people have said this, you got to pick one, you know, pick one before you come in. That's a lot of people have difficulty with that in particular. They don't want to pay. Again, it comes down to money a lot of times. Why are we doing all these? You know, we don't want to have to say to somebody, hey, I want you to be able to have this money and go and get a sex change. You know, nobody knows when you're wearing a uniform. You know, that's the thing. Nobody really knows and nobody really cares. So just pick one and stop making such a big damn deal about all of this, in my opinion, okay? It's like they're not going to make separate rules for men, women, and trans. They're not going to make separate rules. So by definition, you have to pick your sex, if that makes sense what I'm saying.
No, it makes perfectly good sense, but you have the Democrats who are saying, when you say pick your sex, they want men to go in and say, a person who's born a male to say, oh, I'm a woman. I was reading an article the other day of a trans male. They put him in a female prison and he got two of the inmates pregnant. I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? And I think we spoke about this when you were on the show the last time. Well, if I'm going to go to prison, I'm going to say, oh, I'm a female, because I don't want to go to the male prison. I'll just go to the female prison. I mean, have people taken leave of their senses and thinking that this man has a penis, but he's a woman? And if you misgender him, if you misgender him, you could be fined. You could lose your job. This is what the country has come to under
Democrats. Well, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And I think you make a good point with the Democrats. And I think they're very insensitive, because some of the terms that they use, trying to be woke and trying to be sensitive, are yet very insensitive to other people. And I'll make a perfect example. When the whole abortion discussion came out, they started talking about people with vaginas. Well, you know what? There's a lot of women that don't have vaginas anymore because they've unfortunately have to have hysterectomies. So you've just insulted a great number of women by saying that. But they, you know, but they just pick words out of the sky and don't think, you know, to anything that they think is going to make their case a little bit, you know, make their case. And then they go around and put it on signs. And I'm like, what is that woman who has had to have her, you know, vagina and her uterus? What all of those insights? What happens when those people have to remove those parts for medical reasons?
Well, Colonel,
insulted them.
Right, they insulted them, but then they tried to get clever with it and they tried to move the discussion because people started saying, but wait a minute. So now you're saying that only women have an abortion, and then they moved it to birthing people. I'm like, are you serious? Birthing people, because they wanted to include the trans.
But not all women can give birth. So now you've insulted a whole bunch of women again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so no matter what they do, they're still going to be insulting people by doing that. And you know, they are thinking that they're the ones that are the tolerant ones, but yet they are so insulting. The more they dig into this and the more things they try to say to be sensitive, the more insulting they become. And to me, it's like they say, okay, men having a baby. I remember somebody was asked that question by one of the congressmen, and they said, so you're saying a man can have a baby? And she's like, yes, they can. It's absolutely incorrect. No, they cannot. What she was trying to say is somebody who identifies as a man that has female parts can right. have a baby. But that's not the same thing. That is still a woman. Biologically, it's a woman. So again, no matter what you do on the outside, no matter what makeup you put on, no matter what you attach onto the body on a cellular level, they're male or female, period. And there's no argument about that when you follow the science, which is their big words. Follow the science, follow the science. It only works for them when they only want to follow the science when it works for their argument. And in this particular case, this is one case in particular. So, you know, without judgment on anybody doing what they want to do with their lives, there is a male and there's a female, period. All right. You're one or the other. And, you know, scientifically, that's the way it is. They do say that there are people out there that can have, you know, both sexes, but that's rare. That's a very, very rare occasion. For the most part, you know, people are male or female, no matter how you want to slap lipstick on a pig. I'm sorry. That's the best way I can say is you're going to be one sex or the other, period.
Very well said, Colonel Hall. We've got a great deal to tell all of our listeners about through the month of July, so your time is almost up in celebration of America's Independence Day. All listeners, new and repeat, will get 50% off Immune Super Boost. This is an incredible offer. Go to healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50. Get yourself a great gift or a gift for a loved one. It's some immune super boost, 50% off with code America50, healthycell.com/outloud. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Let the silent voices be heard. It was the rallying call that started it all. It's a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news to societal and cultural stories, 6 amazing years of news blogs, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. And as we said, our special guest is Colonel Julie Hall. Now, many of you know that we've had the Colonel on our show before, and she was running for office in Massachusetts. And unfortunately, she had to step out. Colonel, how is everything? Because we delved into the topic earlier, but we wanted to make certain that everyone knows that everything is okay. So how are you?
Yeah, so it really wasn't, part of it was some family issues, but the original reason, the important reason for me stepping out is I started having some medical problems. So that's okay. Really, you know, a lot of people heard different things and family, you know, but I started having severe headaches and all kinds of problems. And, you know, a lot of it was stress. This is a very stressful situation.
Right.
But what was going on with me was not going to get any better being in this environment.
Right.
So I just made the decision before. And I just got a really good endorsement where I was going to get a nice check.
Right.
And I said to myself, I can't do this. If I'm not going to be in my best state of mind to be able to do this, I happen to be an ethical person. And
right.
I said, it's just best for me to step out before people start, you know, and they can give the endorsement to somebody else. And
right.
So I did call them and said, listen, I really have, people are very disappointed. I was very disappointed.
We're disappointed.
It was the most devastating thing.
But you're okay now. But you're good.
I actually stopped breathing in my sleep and kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm doing good. Yeah.
Good.
I've been going I have to give 100% for the VA. I'm going to tell you, our VA down here is wonderful.
Well, and the other thing is that we're still able to have you as a voice to speak on different issues, which is very important because a lot of times people will stop and then they fade away. but you're still active and you're out there and we're keeping them honest. So before we went to break, we were talking about the military and we're talking about how men are trying to be women. And as you said that, you know, it's horrible. It's disgusting that they're trying to take over the role of women. And you see that all around us. And when you have people like Mark Milley, who supports Rachel Levin, who is in the White House telling people that children as young as 8 should be able to take hormone blockers. I'm like, that's extremely dangerous. And Joe is at the top, Joe Biden, and he's okay with this. And I'm like, where are the real doctors to say, no, this is wrong. A child as early as 8, as young as 8, cannot make that decision. But this person, Rachel Levin, she's saying, oh yeah, they can. And we should support that. It is wrong, it's malpractice, and it's child abuse. But the real doctors who would call it out are afraid. They're afraid to say anything. And I would think also within the military that there are colonels and there are captains that are afraid to call out this whole wokeness that Mark Milley wants to push in the military. I mean, why, like you said, you go in the military, male or female. But he wants people to go in and say, oh, I'm a trans and I'm going to wear this and I'm going to do that. So we're going to lower the standards and we're going to let all these people in.
No, that's not going to happen. And I think that regardless of what people think, and I'm going to say this, even if somebody does come in and they're transsexual, they have to identify as a male or a female. Okay. So the policies are going to be written that you are this person or this person. And I think about this all the time. And I used to make these comments when I was in the military about how women can wear earrings and men can't wear earrings. And I used to say, well, maybe men should be wearing, but that wasn't. So we have some very distinct, already very distinct separations of men and women, how we wear our hair, what kind of makeup. I mean, listen, anybody that's been in the military knows to the T, they tell you how to wear your hair, what kind of makeup you can wear, X, Y, Z. All right. So there is not a third category. They are going to have to comply to one or the other. So regardless of what they decide to do or what a person decides to do when they go in the military, they're going to have to comply to the male regulations or the female regulations. And that's what where I see the difficulty is, because I can see people wanting to push that envelope and say, but I'm not. All right. And then what do you do with somebody that is not fully, not fully transformed, I guess. I don't know what the word is, but not fully male or fully female. I mean, what do you do in those cases if there's anything, you know, with uniforms? I mean, that's the whole idea of the military. It's the uniformity of the military. So, and again, they still separate into two sexes. We don't have a unisex military. It's just not the way it is. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that the military really hasn't changed that much, okay, in the sense that you can't pick. You come in as one or the other. And once you come in, you will comply to those standards. So if you think about what I just said, is that, I hate to say it, but it's almost a moot point, because you got your uniform on. I don't care what's under the uniform. You come to work and do your damn job as whatever you chose to be. And I think I've said this before about people being gay and you know, people that were gay in the military. Nobody really cared. All right. You come in, you put your uniform on, you go to work. So,
but Colonel, let me ask you this, Colonel. What about those individuals who do join the military and they have, and I don't know if this has happened before, they have a sex change. Mm-hmm. So they come in, let's say they come in, because what we see right now is always the man, he comes in as a male and he has a sex change. I think we had that to happen with Chelsea. I can't think of his name, but he was out of the military when he had the sex change. But if you go in as a male and you have a sex change, I mean, is that possible, or would you have to take a leave of absence? Because it seems as if, though, that's what they're trying to push, that you go in as a man and then you have a sex change. And the military has to pay for it. And I don't understand that.
Right.
Why is the military on the hook for paying for this? To me, it's a cosmetic
surgery.
That's
absolutely wrong. Okay. I mean, to me, that's one of the things a lot of my colleagues and I have discussed is that you have to decide before you come in. And they should be making people say, hey, listen, I mean, you can't, you know, it's one of those social issues that's like, hey, you can't kind of say once somebody's gone through it all. The thing is, too, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, medication and not being able to deploy with medication. So those are some other questions, too, that come up is, can that poor person really be deployable? Will they have access to the medications that they need to continue to take these hormones and so forth? And I read a lot about it with some of the England, they do have some data on that, and they say it's not an issue, but you know, it could be if somebody was somewhere and they weren't able to get their medication. So to me, it's like if they lower the standards to say, okay, listen, we're not going to deploy you because you're going to go to a place where we can't get your medications to you, then I call foul and say, what about all these other people that you put out of the military because they couldn't wear a gas mask and they said, okay, fine, don't deploy me, I'll stay home. I mean, those kinds of things. So what you're doing is once you start breaking those rules, once you start bending those rules, you're going to get yourself in a lot of situations because then you have to bend them for everybody. You can't just bend them for certain people. And I always had this thing in my, as my leadership mantra, if you would, you can be fair or you can be equitable, but you can't be both. And especially in the military, you can try very, very hard to be fair. Whenever I tried to be fair to individuals, I had to be very, very careful because if I made any exceptions for one person in my squadron, I would have to make exceptions for everybody. And then you have complete chaos. Complete chaos. I mean, there's rules, there's regulations that you have to go by. If you start bending those rules and regulations, chaos. And that's what they're going to have. I mean, that's what's going to happen. So they're going to start having to make all these, changes on the spot to accommodate. And they're going to find themselves in a little bit of a predicament.
And it seems as if though the Joe Biden administration, they're okay with this chaos because you look at the administration now, it's in complete chaos. So welcoming this is like, as if though it's okay. I heard Mark Milley even said that, you know, we want these soldiers, they're learning about, I think, CRT and how white people are bad. And that's the reason why you see people aren't wanting to join the military, and those who are there, they're retiring and they're coming out. And it frightens me because I'm like, when it's time for us to go to war, as you said, you go to war, you go to kill people and keep people from doing bad things. Who's going to do that? The people that we have coming in wearing pink and all these other colors, not that there's anything wrong with it, but will they be able to fight and defend the country?
Well, I mean, if they're spending all their time worrying about making people happy, then they're not doing their job for the military. They've missed the mission. I mean, listen, it's nice to have an environment where you can be happy. And, you know, most of the commanders, they try to create that environment, but that is not the mission of the military. This is not a private sector business. This is a whole different thing. People hired us, and I go back to this, and I try to remind civilians, if you would, why do you have a military in the first place? Well, you have a military to defend you so that all of you don't have to go and put your children, like look at what's going on in Ukraine. Even the children are picking up arms. They have to defend themselves because they don't have a very strong military. They're getting clobbered. Here, we have decided over the years that we didn't want all the women and children and all the men, you know, we needed people to keep carrying on with the country, and we needed other people to go out there and defend us. So we chose to have a militia, and their sole purpose was to defend us. So let them defend us in the best manner that they can. Let them continue to do the job and do it well for us. We should be wanting them to be the best defenders that we can have. Not the best transsexuals, not the best heterosexuals, you know, not the best men, not the best women, not to, you know, I want to be the best woman. They need to be the best leaders, and they need to be the best warriors, and they need to be the best soldiers. And that's what needs to come first. All of those other things, being parents, being, you know, you're, you know, the best woman of something or man of something or, you know, whatever of the year that they want to make. Those are all wonderful things to recognize people, but we need to recognize them. And we need to support them for their soldiering and their ability to defend us, as we have to do the same thing with our law enforcement. We need to allow them to protect us in the best manner that we can. And I feel that we're stepping in between that also. And that's going to, that you can see has got us into trouble.
Right. I think I would move to make you the Secretary of Defense, because Mark Miley, I'm serious, because you explain it so clearly. And as I've said before on the show, I don't think the American people understand the military or military life or the people that we need in the military. It's not about the gender. It's not about who you are. It's about being able to go there and do your job. All the other stuff, it's ancillary. But Mark Miley, for some reason, he's decided to go woke. Why do you think this guy, I mean, I know you can't get into his head, but all this wokeism, I mean, what happened?
He wants to keep his job. I mean, he wants to stay in a powerful position. Power, that's one of the biggest difficulties that we have, is if you see all these Congress people, I mean, look at how old they are. I mean, listen, I'm not young either, but they're older than me, and they're very old, and how long they have been in the positions. That's the first thing, is their age and how they've made a career out of this. I don't think that it was ever meant to be a career, and the power that they gain year after year after year. Think about one person, one president that we've had that didn't come from an affluent family. Can you think of one?
I can't.
That didn't have money already, a lot of money. I mean, I can't think of one.
It doesn't happen. Yeah, Colonel Hall, you hit the nail on the head. It just doesn't happen. It just seems like money is so prevalent in politics these days. And I think people all across the country are running into that problem in a lot of these races. Like we had a gentleman on last week who's running in a district that's never voted for Republicans. And we wish him the best of luck. But it's a tough battle with these decades of Democrat dominance and their amount of money that right. they're pouring into these candidates. How much of a effect would you say that had on your campaign, the amount of money that your Democrat opponent could pour in? Obviously, he came from a very wealthy family.
Sure. He came from a very wealthy family, and our district itself is gerrymandered in such a way that the, if you think about the people that, and I pointed this out when I ran, is the people that did win, Joe Kennedy was the congressional rep before this guy. It was Joe Kennedy. So a very affluent family and well-known family. So these are the people, and they come from Newton, which is one of the most affluent towns and cities in this particular district. That's been brought up. The good thing is, this particularly, these past couple of years, people that live in the rest of this district are really starting to bring this up and fight back. And one of the things I want to be able to say that maybe I kind of lit that fire to say, we need to get somebody down here. It's got to stop. And so people are starting to notice that and saying, why do we have these people from the far north of an affluent, you know, city that don't understand what goes down this and this side of the district? So, you know, people are starting to question that. And I think in the future, you're going to see that. But money, definitely. I mean, this guy can reach out to everybody, including Democrats and Republicans, and if you don't have that kind of reach, it's very, very difficult to do that. Massachusetts is, well, everybody knows Massachusetts. We're like Massachusetts, California, the two, you know, ends of the bookends here. But it's very, very, this is going to be a hard state, because we're going to lose our only Republican governor. And once that happens, I'm pretty sure that it's going to go to a Democrat. And we're already only 17% of our government is Republican here. And once we go to a governor that is, and she's very, very progressive. We're already having a hard time keeping businesses here. We have the highest tax rate and probably in the country, the highest utility rate in the country. So why are these policies that these people want? Why is that important? Well, that's important is because no businesses want to come here. And if no businesses come here, we're going to have a problem. Right. And you see that country, you know, see that, look, put that on a global scale, if you would, at the United States of America. If this becomes too expensive, well, it is too expensive. I mean, for people, it's too expensive for people to actually live in this, their own country, for God's sakes. I mean, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah. Speaking for myself, I remember when I got out of high school and stuff, I really didn't have a preference too much one way or the other, Republican or Democrat. But when Barack Obama put in that health care act that he put in and it started costing me money every single year, it really made me think that, wow, the Democrats are costing me money. So it kind of woke me up to look around at things around me. I'm hoping this Joe Biden administration, all the bad that has come out of it, maybe it has finally woken some people up that have sick of paying all this extra cash at the gas pump or going to the grocery store and spending twice as much money on the same groceries they got 2.5 years ago. Hopefully these midterms, even some blue states like Massachusetts, will see big changes. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on the America Out Loud iHeartRadio channel. We're available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Okay, we're on the last half of the show. And last half of the show, we always talk about current events, things that are taking place. One of the things I want to talk about, of course, is Joe Biden. Well, first of all, I want to talk about the what happened this weekend, with Trump competing against Mike Pence, supporting two governors in Arizona. Now, I don't know who Mike Pence is supporting, but I know that Trump was supporting Carrie Lake, who's a former TV journalist. And I support her. A lot of people are saying, well, at one point she supported Barack Obama. Well, a lot of people supported Barack Obama back in the day. But then they woke up and realized that Barack Obama wasn't the person they thought he was. But Carrie Lake, in my opinion, from looking at some of the things she said and she's done, she's definitely in Trump's corner. So he and Mike Pence had competing rallies. And I've said before, Mike Pence, I'm sorry, a dereliction of duty. Because you, brother, came out the Wednesday, or I think it was January 4th, before January 6th, and you said that the people's voices would be heard. I want to run that tape. Run the tape.
You know, I know we all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence.
That's Mike Pence. Mike Pence said that we will have our day. Trump wasn't calling him on the phone and saying, Mike, I need for you to do this. Mike Pence came out and said, we will have our day. Mike Pence got cold feet. Dereliction of duty. Why now do you think Susan Collins and a lot of the other representatives and senators want to now add an amendment, the Election Act of 1887, saying that the VP's position is only ministerial? Well, if it was only ministerial, why do you need to put that to codify it? Because they know that Mike Pence did not fulfill his constitutional duties. Because under the Constitution, if you have a representative to challenge any of the electoral votes, if he is joined in with one, not two, but one senator, the vice president is supposed to take those votes and send them back to the states. But this time in 2020, there was more than one senator. There were three senators. Mike Pence did not comply with the Constitution. And let me take it a step further. Jamie Raskin, who's on this Jan 6 committee, the hearing, and he's all saying Trump did this and Trump did that. Well, if you look back at history, if you look back, Liz Cheney, you will see that Jamie Raskin, each time a Republican won the election, he challenged it. And you're telling me that Republicans can't do it? Rules for thee, not for me. And you want to say Jan 6? Oh, Jan 6. Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of it. How can you get to the bottom of it if it is a one-sided dog and pony show, a theatrical production? That takes me to my next point, Hunter Biden. People are waiting, biting their fingernails. Oh, they're going to indict him. He's going to jail. Don't hold your breath. I know that the person who's investigating this is a Trump appointee, but do not hold your breath, because do you actually think Merrick Garland is going to let Hunter Biden go to jail? And although he should, but he has white privilege. That's what you call white privilege. He's also the son of Joe Biden. If he's indicted, you've got to indict Joe Biden. And if they indict Hunter Biden, do not doubt me on this, as I said on last night's show, they will also indict Donald Trump. They don't have a reason to indict him, other than the fact that they want to keep him from running for the presidency in 2024. It's obvious, but no one will call it out. We have no one who will call this out and say, this is wrong. Stop. We're misusing the laws. We are abusing the laws. Merrick Garland isn't going to do it. Yes, I know that Trump nominated or he put into office a lot of federal judges, but a lot of those federal judges don't like Trump. So they don't care if we turn the system upside down. This is wrong, folks. You need to look at what is happening. You have political prisoners in D.C. who were protesting on Jan 6. Oh, but they're rioters. Oh, really? Oh, and Trump told them to go out there and do it. No, Maxine Waters told people to get around Republicans and tell them that you're not warranted. Look at what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. A person tried to assassinate him. Look at what happened recently to Lee Zeldin. Look at what happened to Steve Scalise. And no one wants to call Democrats out. No one wants to hold them accountable. But we want to go and say Donald Trump is responsible for what happened on Jan 6. Folks, this is a lie. They're trying to change the government. They want to overthrow the government. This is a coup with our Justice Department. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, I'd say you're spot on. And this Hunter Biden thing, it's been interesting watching it play out. There's the more and more that's come out and the lies that Joe Biden has told. I mean, this is the same guy that came out and told everyone that he had never spoken to his son about his business dealings in China and the Ukraine. And come to find out, it's actually the opposite. I mean, emails have leaked where Hunter Biden was speaking directly with Joe Biden, and other emails where he's talking to Jim Biden about the business dealings going on in China and the Ukraine. So Joe Biden got caught in a lie. If this was President Trump, I believe he would have been investigated immediately for that. But it seems like we've got different justice systems depending on which party you support. What are your thoughts, Colonel Hall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very obvious to me. I think there's a double standard for a lot of the things that I've seen. But I want to go back to what Rob has said, is that the complete disregard for our Constitution and changing the laws. I mean, it's almost like right now. So, you know, actually, Joe Biden just came to Massachusetts just recently to visit an environmental or climate, you know, basically they put up, you know, wind energy. We have a wind farm that's going up in one of the places. So he came to visit. but he was talking about declaring a climate emergency. And I'm like, so you don't like what's going on. So you get to just say, I don't like what's going on. So I'm going to declare a climate emergency. To me, it's like, how can people have that kind of power? The power is supposed to be to the people. The power is supposed to be to have a vote. But when you have people that are there that just say, I don't like what's going on, so I'm going to call parents terrorists. And, you know, those kinds of things are pretty damn scary. This is not supposed to be what's happening in the United States of America. People need to be very, very scared about when they see these things. I don't care what party you're from, and you can say, yay, I'm glad he needs to do something about climate change. You know what? Then keep on going to your Congress people, because that's what you're supposed to do. The president of the United States doesn't decide, I don't like it, so I'm going to now say, hey, it's an emergency. That's not the way this is supposed to work. The checks and balances are in place to make sure that we don't have a dictator, that we don't have a king or a queen again. We got rid of that in 1776.
But people aren't listening. They're not looking. And that is the reason why every night we come on and we try to explain to the people, we try to bring to them the truth. The next topic, Joe Biden and COVID. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know how he got it, where he got it from. And apparently the media isn't inquisitive enough to ask. But when Trump got it, they were all over him. He's a super spreader. But for Joe, oh, it's okay. Joe is a man of age. He's 79 years old. And we see right now that he's already challenged. And we're learning that once you've had COVID at a certain age, there are long-lasting effects, especially brain fog. Joe currently has brain fog before he got COVID. So now that he has COVID, can you imagine the brain fog that's going to set in? But we're told, don't worry about it. He's okay. They treat him as if though he's 25 years old, although we see that the man is aging every day. Whereas with Trump, when he was in office, he was like the Energizer Bunny. He would go out and speak extemporaneously. Joe has a script in front of him, and he still can't remember if it's Monday or Tuesday, if Jill is his wife or his sister. And then he comes and tells us that Hunter Biden is the smartest guy he's ever known. Really? This is where we are when you have a dishonest media that refuses to challenge him. And I know that they're saying right now that all the media, they're getting tired of him, and now they're making jokes about him. Do not believe that. It's all smoke screens and mirrors. They do not care. They want you to think that they're attacking him. But you wait. Right after Labor Day, it will be status quo. Joe is the greatest. Joe is good, because they want to win the election of 2022. And they will do their darnest to win the election. And as I've said before, Republicans, be careful. You better have a game plan ready. Because if you don't, the Democrats will steal this election. What do you say, Colonel Hall?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I keep thinking in the back of my mind, I try to, what the heck are these people up at the White House, you know, the people behind the scenes, the handlers, I call it the handlers, they must be petrified every time this guy goes out. I could only imagine the angst that's going on in the Democratic Party also about Joe Biden. They've got to be. I mean, this is the person that's representing their party. And then they've got Kamala, who, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not, listen, I hear the jokes about her, but whenever I hear her talk, I'm like, what the hell is that woman saying? I have no idea. Okay.
It's word salad. They call it word salad.
It is, but it's just like, you don't even have to make a joke about it. That's what's going on here. You don't even have to make jokes. These people get out there and embarrass us daily. You know, Joe Biden just went to Saudi. None of these countries respect him. None of these countries respect us. And it's quite obvious. And if the American people do not understand how dangerous that is, I can guarantee you the people that are pulling the strings at the White House, they understand how dangerous this is. I guess, you know, from my understanding, they probably just don't know what to do about it. I mean, you can't just pull the guy out of his seat. it's got to be a mess up there right now, you know, and if you don't see that that is happening, I mean, I'm thinking truly of my military experience, because I've been in these situations where you've had significant leaders and they started to have difficulties. I'm going to say it's a shit show. It's a shit show trying to keep that face out to the public that you got your shit together, nothing to see here. That is the face that we are trying to put on to the rest of the world when the shit is falling down in our White House right now. And that's how bad it is. I mean, I feel it. I hope everybody else can feel it. And you should be scared. You should be very, very scared.
Yeah, it's a real mess. I think the Democrats are going to try and get rid of Kamala and Joe Biden before the 2024 election. And not to mention, Joe Biden is quadruple vaxxed and the media is not talking about that whatsoever. He still caught COVID, even though he told people, if you get your vaccines, you will not get COVID. We've seen that being proved wrong. Rob, if you look back at a year ago from this time, all we heard about from the liberal media was get vaccinated. You have to get vaccinated. We're forcing vaccines on workers. We've seen cities like New York City do mandatory vaccines. They're popping up all over the country. Have you ever seen a story go away that fast? I mean, it just feels like we don't hear anything about these mandatory vaccinations anymore. I don't know if it's just maybe where I'm located or what, but it just seems like the vaccines are not being pushed to the same level that they were a year ago would be an understatement.
No, they're not being pushed, because I can speak for here in New York City, is that they came out with vaccines for babies and the parents were like, no way in hell am I going to give my kid a vaccine. So they squashed that immediately and they should have never put it out there. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, no, but Andrew's right. I say the same thing. This is like before people were mad at me and like wouldn't talk to me, family members, I had one of me tested and wearing a mask before I would come to their house. I mean, I lost friends over this whole not being vaxxed thing. And now it's a nothing burger. Nobody says anything about it. You know, I remember my first debate. I talked about it as very, very dangerous flu. Oh, and they got, jumped on me. Oh, you think this is a flu? I felt like saying, what do you think? It's Ebola or something? It's not. Okay, come on. You know what I mean? But that's what the press wanted to do, is make me a bad person because I didn't say it was some deadly kind of disease. And now we find out there were people. I mean, there definitely were people that were susceptible to that. But the hype that went with all of that was making people persecute other people. I mean, the government actually allowed that and encouraged you to persecute other people that didn't fall in place the way they wanted to. And now it's nothing. And now you have a president that has taken all of these vaccinations that were supposed to be safe. And they swore if you did this, you were so much better than the person that got unvaxxed, that never got vaccinated. And here he is.
Here he is. He got COVID. And not only that, something that you said, they persecuted people. People lost their livelihoods. People were kicked out of the military. People were kicked off the police force. People were kicked out of the hospital. Our first line workers, whom we were told to celebrate, they terminated them and said, you can't work here. And if Republicans take back both houses this fall, they should rehire all those people and force these companies to give them back pay, because what happened to them was wrong. They went after them because they did not agree with their crazy rhetoric. They did not agree with the lies. Even today, I was walking around and I saw people wearing a mask. It is hot as all get out here in New York City. And people had on a mask. And I wanted to say so bad, do you actually think that mask is going to keep you from getting the virus? I'm serious. I wanted to say it. Do you actually think that mask is protecting you? Because if you are, you need to have your head checked. Because it's not. Everyone will look at all the people that are getting it. Eventually, people will get the virus. Some won't, but some will. And you will live. They won't tell people that, Andrew. They want people to walk around with that mask on. And as the colonel said, I got into fights with friends over the vaccine. Got into fights with friends over even today about the mask. I'm like, will you please? We did I think a show called The Religion of the Mask. People always going to protect me. Well, they didn't protect Joe. And Joe had all the vaccines. He had all the shots. Now, I wouldn't at all be surprised if Joe had gotten the virus once before. And this is just to change the subject because of high inflation and everything else that's going on. I put nothing past this administration because they're corrupt, Andrew, and they are evil.
Well, you know, it's time for another variant right before the election. So everybody was expecting that. I don't know how fast monkeypox has taken off, but that one was, I thought that was going to be the new thing, the new big thing. But, you know, to me, it was like, I got to the point where I didn't care whether you wear a mask or not. I understood if you want me to wear one into a business, fine. I get that. I want the business to stay open. But, you know, because I felt like saying, what are you, because I didn't get vaccinated? Is there something jumping off of my skin onto you that I was a danger to them? I'm like, I'm just living my best life right here with my unvaccinated, healthy self. And you're getting this crap put in your body and you're getting down on me. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I just lived my life. I mean, this is what can happen in the United States of America. And people, I don't care how they felt about vaccine or non-vaccine, they should have to watch what happened to people and how kids were treated. And I mean, adults were treated and to not look back and say now that was wrong. I mean, this is stuff that happened. You know, we've seen this happen many times during our history of the world, and it wasn't a very nice time that we saw these things happen. So I don't know. There's a lot that's happened that we've, like you said, somebody, you know, one of you all said is that things were business as usual. Unfortunately, we go back and we just get desensitized. We're getting more and more desensitized to it. And that's unfortunately how, you know, people that have gone into socialized society and become, you know, puppets, and we have dictators that have been able to take over. That's how they've been able to do it little by little. And then boom, all of a sudden we'll do anything they tell us to do. And that's where we are. I hate to say it. And that's where we're heading. We don't mind the gas prices. Well, you know, the prices are high. We hate it. And everybody's, but you know what? We got to do it. We got to do it as long as it takes. Why? Because Ukraine is fighting with Russia. That's why we have to do this. That's the answer that the White House gives. That's ridiculous. We have to do this for as long as it takes. Listen, Russia knows exactly what it's doing. Ukraine knows exactly what it's doing. And, you know, that's been going on for so long. Russia could have taken that country over in 48 hours. Why aren't they? That's the million-dollar question of, you know, I mean, to me, there's something to me, there's a benefit for both of those countries to be doing what they're doing right now. I hate that people are getting harmed. I never want to see people getting harmed, but I just think we're getting schnookered on that one. I'm going to say it. We're getting schnookered in that one.
Yeah, very well said, Colonel Hall. We see the billions of dollars of transactions that are going on through our own country getting involved in this war. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, yes. Colonel Hall. We appreciate it. As always, we hope to have you on again in the near future. And Rob, you weren't lying. It is hot outside. It's hot out here in Illinois. It's hot there in New York. I'm sure it's hot in Massachusetts.
90 degrees.
Yeah. And I've heard down south, Texas and whatnot are facing some very hot temps as well. It's also been hot on After Dark with Rob and Andrew all summer long. We're available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.